Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we rise and shine on this morning by your grace and by your mercies. And we rise and shine in faith, thanking you for one more day. Blessing you, Father, honoring you, cherishing you, and loving you. And Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere we have come short of your glory, short of your honor, short of your praise, Father. God, we say thank you for bringing us 21 days, 21 days, Father, of prayer, 21 days of fasting, 21 days, Father, consecration. And even if we missed a day here and there or whatever, God, you saw our hearts. You saw where we were. You saw where we are. You helped us to make a form of sacrifice, Father, sacrifice. And we say thank you for the sacrifice, Father God, that it was a pleasing sacrifice. It was an acceptable sacrifice, God. And here we are this morning, Father. Early morning service on a Sunday. And we say thank you for it, God. Thank you. Thank you. And Father God, as we come on this morning, hallelujah, we, Father God, just thank you for your extended blessings upon our lives, Father, as we engage ourselves, hallelujah. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. That the devil is a liar. We say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. So, Father God, may you and you alone be glorified. Hallelujah. Your people be edified, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. That the words of our mouth and the meditation of our mouths will be acceptable in your sight, Father. Because you are our Lord, you are our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, 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 saints. Amen, bless the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. Our dear brothers and sisters, amen, bless the Lord. Amen, hallelujah, good morning to you. Amen, hallelujah. We've come this far by faith. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, to God be glory, to God be honor. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing. And we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is so greatly to be praised. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. We didn't have to make it. We didn't have to, beloved. Glory be to God. People are dropping out of here. Hallelujah. Three people die every 2 seconds. Hallelujah. We've come this far. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank God. Day number 21. Day number 21. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The devil didn't want us to do it. Hallelujah. We didn't want to. Maybe we even had some thoughts. And maybe we skipped a day, felt whatever. Hallelujah. Came short one day, whatever. We bounced right back in where God knows the hearts. He knows the hearts. He knows, he sees the sacrifice. And he knows the sacrifice that's acceptable to him. Glory be to God. Maybe you only went to, amen, a couple days. Amen, whatever. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We're not here to judge anybody. Amen, hallelujah. But God knows. God knows. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Hallelujah. For this day. This day. Hallelujah. Jesus took the devil down. He rebuked him. Amen. After his fasting was complete. Amen. He started his ministry. We see the birth. Ministry brings, a fasting brings birth. Birth. Hallelujah. It brings newness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fasting. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen for this special service on this morning and all of you being here. I think this is the first time in 12 years that we ever met at 6 a.m. on a Sunday. Glory be to God. But we're here because the Lord, amen, has us here. And we thank you, amen, for being here with us. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Hallelujah. In the book of, amen, Joel, amen, chapter, amen, number one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord, hallelujah, came to Joel, who was the son of Pethuel. And this is what it reads in verse number two. It says, hear this, you elders. Listen, all who live in the land. Anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors? Tell it to your children and let your children tell it to their children and their children to the next generation. That which the palmer worm have left, have the locust eaten. And that which the locust have left, have the cankerworm eaten. And that which the cankerworm have left, have the caterpillar eaten. Glory be to God. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the blessed people of God. And beloved, what we see happening here, glory be to God, is that, hallelujah, the children, amen, of Israel was in a bad situation. Glory be to God. There was turmoil in the land, similar to today. Glory be to God. There was abundant sin in the land. Glory be to God. Similar to today. Glory be to God. People have turned their backs on God. Similar to today. Walking in their own way. Serving God on a part-time basis. Serving God when it was convenient to serve God. Similar to today. Half-hearted. Hallelujah. Confessing but not possessing, playing church, dibbing and dabbing, sneaking and hiding, peeping and sliding. Glory be to God, similar to today. Glory be to God. But here, beloved, we see, hallelujah, that here comes Joel. We all thank God for the men and the women, amen, that God can count on, amen, hallelujah, to be used in their generation, amen. And Joel came and he introduced himself, amen, hallelujah, as the son of Pethuel. But here as he came, he called upon the old men. He called upon all the inhabitants of the land. Glory be to God. He said, this is not just for my house. This is for everybody's house. It's not just for my ministry. This is for everybody's ministry. Glory, this is not for my church. It's for everybody's church. Glory be to God, all the people of the land. Hear ye what thus saith the Lord. And Joel wanted the people to hear the message that God gave the messenger, for them to consider their ways. Glory be to God. God pleads with us to consider our ways, to know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Consider your ways. Why? Because be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Consider your ways. And here comes Joel, and he wanted the inhabitants of the land to consider how their current conditions compare to those in previous days. Glory be to God. What he was saying is it looked like things get worse up in here. Glory be to God. Things ought to be getting better. Amen. But it's getting worse. It's getting worse in your personal lives. It's getting worse in your family. It's getting worse in your neighborhood. It's getting worse in your community. And God knows the world is going down the toilet. He said it looked like it's getting worse here. Glory be to God. And so he also instructed them to tell their children, who was to tell their children, who was to tell their children, and tell their children concerning their times. Glory be to God. And so we see here in verse number 4, beloved, in this chapter of Joel, chapter number 1, Joel described the disaster that was going on, amen, in form of the worms, the locusts. He addressed them as the palmer worm, the locust, the canker worm, and the callow pillow. Glory be to God. We see in verse number 4, amen, where he says, that which the palmer worm have left, the locusts have eaten. That which the locusts have left, the canker worm have eaten. That which the canker worm have left, have the caterpillar eaten. Now, we all know, glory be to God, don't nobody want to be dealing with no type of worms. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you saw a worm in your food, you would freak out. Glory be to God. Don't nobody want to be dealing with no caterpillar. These are the vilest of insects, the vilest, glory be to God. The palmer worm, glory be to God, feasted first, glory be to God. And whatever the palmer worm didn't eat, here come the locusts, glory be to God, to pick up what the scraps from the palmer worm. Now, the palmer worm, beloved, is a locust. Amen. It's a creeping locust with no wings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the thing about the palmer worm, they feast on the fruit trees. Glory be to God. They eat and feed on the leaves of the apple trees and the other trees. They want the fruit. The palmer worm wants your fruit. The 30-fold, the 60-fold, the 100-fold, the 5-fold, amen, whatever fruit, amen. He wants the fruit of the spirit, amen. He comes to eat that up, amen, glory be. Wherever he sees fruit, so here comes the palmer worm, glory be to God, eating up your fruit so there's no increase, taking you down to zero. Glory be to God. And once the palmer worm gets full, glory be to God, hallelujah, then here comes the locust, hallelujah. He says, whatever the palmer worm left over, the scraps, glory be, you barely making it, you barely living, you barely have your health, you barely have your joy. Come on now, glory be to God. Things are disappearing. Instead of increasing, look like you're decreasing. Instead of adding, look like things are subtracting a little bit. Glory be to God. He said, now here comes here comes the locust swarm. In other words, one by one, They come in a swarm. Glory be to God. It seems like, amen, any kind of every way you turn, trouble on every side. Glory be to God. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Soon as you get over this, here come that. Soon as you get over that, here come this. So, glory be to God. And since the swarms come to eat, the swarm, now they there for a purpose. They not there, they're not there because they don't have nothing else to do. They come to eat up and to destroy. They come to devour, to burn up, to consume. Amen. Beloved, the devil cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the swarms come to destroy the produce of that year. See, you got a little, you was able to accumulate a little something, okay? You got a little savings account. You got a little this tucked away. You got a little joy here. You got a little faith. Amen. I see a little bit of progress here, but here come the swarm of locusts, amen, to eat up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you was able to contain. Glory be to God. It comes, amen, hallelujah, to completely eat up all the buds. The swarm of locusts, they come to eat not only that, it comes to eat the bark of the trees. Glory be to God. To the extent, hallelujah, that it took them years to recover. We're not talking about something that you can get over with over on next payday, amen, or the next month when your check come in. Glory be to God. We're talking about devastation, amen, to the point, amen, that's going to take them years to recover. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That, hallelujah, which is the locust, that locust swarm, has left. Now, and even though they coming by the tens and the hundreds, see, they might leave some crumbs. They might leave some leftovers. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. All of your abundance haven't been stripped. There's still a teeny bit left. You can still see a little teeny something. But then here comes the doggone cankerworm. Now, the cankerworm, glory be to God, is the young locust in the early stage of development, the babies, you know, just was born on yesterday, glory be to God, and they come, amen, hallelujah, to finish up devouring, the burning up, consuming and destroying. They're also called the inchworms, glory be to God, and they move in a distinctive looping motion. Glory be to God. And now here they come. Amen. They want to eat, amen, the large part of the leaves. Glory be to God. You ever looked at a green leaf and the only thing left on that leaf, hallelujah, is the veins of that leaf. And that leaf is left in severe damage. So here, beloved, amen, amen, your fruit, amen, the leaves, hallelujah, the tree, amen, hallelujah, the palmer worm, the canker worm, the locust, and notice, beloved, how the locusts begin from the mature ones to the developing ones. In other words, mommy and daddy eat first, and you know they got a big appetite. Oh, but they, the glory be to God. And then what they leave over, amen, here comes the children and the babies, amen, to eat up all your stuff. Beloved, this is, hallelujah, what was happening here. And then the verse goes on. Wait a minute, glory be to God. Hallelujah, one more stage, amen, hallelujah, that whatever the canker worm, if that wasn't bad enough. You ever hear people testify, and let me tell you what happened, but if that wasn't bad enough, let me tell you what happened next. Glory be to God. I'm talking about stripped, mentally stripped, physically stripped, spiritually stripped, financially stripped. Glory be to God. And then here comes the caterpillar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The caterpillar, beloved, hallelujah. Joel continued to say, that which the cankerworm or the young locust and the early stage of development has left over. See, the remainder, the remnant, See, I want to tell you this morning, especially you who are under the sound of my voice, we are the remnant, God's remnant. Glory be to God. The rest or other part of excess or abundance, in anything, glory be to God. The devil doesn't want increase in any area of your life. He don't want your praise to increase. He don't want your joy to increase. He don't want your giving to increase. He don't want your service to increase. He don't want your family to increase. He don't want nothing about you to increase, because that's the reason Jesus came, was to bring increase. Jesus said, I came that ye might have life, and that more abundantly. Now the caterpillar, amen, this fourth insect, beloved, it's not an insect, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, call it what you want, amen, hallelujah, but that is a locust that has no wings yet, hasn't even developed, and it's eating you up, haven't even developed, glory be to God, hallelujah. Joel continued to share how even the beginning stages of locusts was wrecking destruction upon the land such as we see today. And you know what, beloved, glory be to God, all of this destruction did not come in the same year. A lot of things that you're going through right now, it didn't just start happening. It didn't just start happening yesterday. It didn't start happening when you decided to fast. Nah, it didn't start happening in 2023, 2022, or 2021. It didn't come in the same year or 2 years, but year after year, accumulation. Yeah, why? Because they was reaping what they were sowing. They was reaping what they were sowing. A lot of times people think they're getting away because it all don't hit at the same time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Year after year. And these small creatures, there you go. We're going to call them an insect, a locust, a palmer worm. No, baby, these are creatures. See? These small creatures, beloved, showing the weakness of man and the power of God. These creatures was doing damage. And if a creature so small is stronger than man, why will we be to God? Is the earth so proud? Why is ashes so proud when God can use a small creature? Amen, for his purposes. Glory be to God. The locusts, small as they are, beloved, are in God's hands a great army. They're a mighty empire, the forces of God, the messengers of his province for punishing his people. God used these creatures, amen, to punish his people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We see, amen, in chapter number 2, verse number 25, amen, hallelujah. He says, amen, the locust is the palmer worm, the canker worm, my great army which I sent among you. You got to catch that, and you can't overlook that. The God said, I sent this devastation. I did it. No, the devil, I used the devil. The devil was my instrument. God said, I sent these situations upon you. I create good and I create evil. See, because God says, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. I got to teach you something. Glory be to God, hallelujah. That obedience is better than sacrifice. I had to teach you something, that the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. I had to teach you something, that only what you do for Christ is going to last. I had to teach you something, and I knew how to get your attention. I can't get your attention in good times, so I did what I needed to do to get your attention. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Mighty armies, these creatures that God created, they were the forces of God, and they were messengers of his province. And by the rod of his anger, when they had done, amen, what God sent them to do, hallelujah, they were cast away by him, the violence of worms. But wait a minute. God didn't stop right there. God said, now, if you read down, if you go to Joel, go back to chapter number 1 and go to verse number 14. It was bad. It was bad. It was bad. It was bad. Such as today. Joel said in chapter 14, in verse 14, he said, now, this is how, what, this how we're going to get out of this. This is how we're going to fix it. This is it. Because, you know, God don't want to leave us here. Okay. He said in verse 14, he said, sanctify a fast. He said, call a solemn assembly. He said, now, this ain't going to be you. Amen. Call your family together. call your ministry together. call everybody together. He said, we're going to call a fast. We're going to gather the elders. We're going to gather the inhabitants of the land and to the house of the Lord your God, and we're going to cry unto God. We're going to cry like a baby. We're going to cry. We're going to weep. We're going to mourn at the altar. Glory be to God. We're going to humble ourselves. We ain't eating nothing. We ain't drinking nothing. No, we coming into holy consecration. He said, call a fast to get rid of the worms, to get rid of the locusts, to get rid of the devastation, to get rid of the situation, amen, that's taking you down. Glory be to God. And verse number 15, he says, and alas for the day of the Lord is at hand. And as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. He called the fast. Glory be to God. And they obeyed. We don't know if they went 1 day, 3 days, 12 days, 14 days, 21 days, or 40 days. All we know is they turned their plates down. They wasn't chucking and jiving. All we know is they did a true fast. They did what God told them to do. They did, amen, what was appropriate at that particular time to do, amen, because things was bad. Hallelujah. And God, after their repentance, after they rented their hearts and not their garments, after repentance, God had promised them, amen, hallelujah, his richness. God had promised them that he was going to fix it. Amen. Through repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to get rid of, hallelujah, the worms, the looping worm, the hopping worm, the swarming worms, the leaping worms, the devouring worms, the young worms, the destroying worms, the devouring worms, the cutter worms, the creeping worms, those crawling worms, those consuming worms, those stripping worms, those chewing worms, amen, eating up all your progress. Eating up all your blessings. He said, I'm going to get rid of them. My God, my God, my God. And beloved, hallelujah, when we go over to Joel chapter number 2, and then we pick up in verse number 25, and look what the Lord says in the next chapter after the fast was over. Somebody said the fast is over. after the sacrifice was over. After they pressed in, they inconvenienced themselves. Glory be to God to seek the face of God. They denied themselves of food for a spiritual reason. And look what happened in verse number 25. And he says, and I will restore to you the years. Somebody say years. Can I hear you say not the days, not the months, but the years. Oh, glory be to God. Well, glory be to God. Folks been stealing from us for years. The devil been stealing from us for years. Come on, somebody. Some of us, we behind the eight ball for years. Your blessing has been held up for years. Glory be to God. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. I will restore to you the years that the canker worm have eaten. I will restore to you the years that the caterpillar have eaten. I will restore to you the years that the palmer worm have eaten. My great army which I sent to among you. Yeah, I'm the one that sent them. He said, but I'm going to give you some restoration. Now, restoration, beloved, is the act of returning to its former condition. Restoration, hallelujah, it could be making something new
all over again. Somebody say new. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. It is a new season. It is a new day. Somebody say new. Restoration could be to make things better than the current state. Glory be to God. He said, what you got right now, I'm going to make that better. I'm going to make that bigger, bigger than better, and better than best. Glory be to God. He said, I'm going to restore what the locusts have eaten. I'm going to let the loss of these years make my love for Christ greater than it would have been otherwise. I'm going to restore the years. I'm going to multiply your fruit. Can I hear somebody say multiplication? Oh, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. He didn't say I'm going to add. He said, I'm going to multiply. Oh, my God, somebody, 34, 64, you can't keep up with God's multiplication chart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to restore your years by giving you a bumper harvest, not an average harvest, not a normal harvest, not the harvest that everybody else is getting, but I'm going to bump it up for you. A bumper, bumper, bumper harvest. Hallelujah. I'm going to restore to you the years. I'm going to give you fruitful years. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you an abundance, an overflow. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Glory be to God. Shall men give unto your bosom. Blessed to be a blessing. Let somebody say overflow. Overflow your cup that runneth over. God said, I'm going to give you restoration. Hallelujah. As a full compensation. Somebody say full compensation. Sometimes they want to give you a partial compensation plan. They want to give you a partial settlement. Come on, somebody. God said, ain't nothing going to be held up. Glory be to God. It's going to be a full compensation for those which the locusts ate up. Everything. Don't you cry another day. Everything that was stolen from you coming back. Everything that was eaten up from you was coming back. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you got bamboozled and tricked. Stuff was going on behind your back. You got all type of inheritance. You got all type of stuff you don't even know about. Those riches and those hidden places. But because I'm the God of secrets, he said, I'm going to give it to you right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Full compensation. Ah, my God, my God. The fruits of the earth. Hallelujah. For some years running. And then, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. As I close on this morning. He said, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's go back to Joel chapter number 22. Joel chapter 2. Because it don't stop there. He says, verse 25. I'm going to restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. And the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and my great army which I sent among you. After you proclaim the fast, and the fast is over. And wait a minute, keep reading. Verse number 26. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied. We don't care how much eggs cost. Go get yourself a couple dozen. Ye shall eat plenty, and you will be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Pay attention when God says something two times. Now, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Those of you that have been praying, been crying out for your families, amen, in verse number 28. And it shall come to pass afterward, and it shall come to pass after the fast, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants of the handmaids. In those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. My God, our God, my God, our God is an awesome God. Beloved, we want to hallelujah. Thank God for divine settlement. Somebody say the Lord did it. Somebody say the Lord did it. God did it. He did it. God did it. Restoration. God did it. The canker worms is dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you didn't use no bug spray. You didn't have to call the exterminator. They couldn't kill him anyhow. The canker worm is gone. The palmer worm is gone. The locusts are gone. The caterpillar is gone. That great army is gone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. And God did it. And God turned situations around, starting in your own life. Hallelujah. Now in your family's lives. Hallelujah. In your neighborhood. In your community. Hallelujah. In the world at large. Hallelujah. Changes of the shift is already taking place in the spirit. Hallelujah. In the White House, in the House of Representatives, in the House of Congress, the shift is already taking place. Hallelujah. Because of your prayer and because of your fasting. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. Since God, hallelujah, has promised us restoration, we want to thank God for divine settlement. It's settlement day, baby. It's settlement time. This is it. This payday. Payday. Not just in the financial arena, but including the finances. If you ain't got no money, you ain't got nothing. Glory be to God. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah. Money answers all things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can have Jesus and you ain't got no money. God know that ain't going to work. Amen. That's why when you got Jesus, Jesus is going to give you money. Amen. Glory be to God so you can testify. Amen. Hallelujah. No deadbeat. Amen. God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about settlement. Amen. In every area of your life. Your situation is settled in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about in your spiritual life. It's settled. Ah. Glory be to God. Amen. And your physical condition is settled. Tell the doctor you don't think so. And pertain it to your mental situation. It's settled, baby. In your marital situation. In your relational situation. Amen. Well, your family situation. Amen. It's settled. Glory be to God. Divine settlement. God did it. God did it. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if God did it for Israel, God did it for you. Matter of fact, it's already done. Holly, this is what I want us to do this morning. I know the lines are closed, and we're going to keep it closed. Amen. But I want you to repeat after me. I want to repeat, you repeat after me, hallelujah, as we, amen, close out this time of consecration. Amen. Some of you still halfway sleepy, do the best you can. Hallelujah. If you can't speak it out loud, speak it in your heart, but speak it loud. Hallelujah. Because we can shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Death and life and the power of the tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And repeat after me. In 2023. Give me a minute. Okay. Again, yokes are being broken right now. It's already broke. Repeat after me. In 2023, I am a victor and not a victim in the name of Jesus. I will mount up with wings as an eagle and soar in the high places in Christ Jesus. I will rise above temptations. I will rise above trials. I will rise above besetting sins. I repel all legal grounds of the enemy. account of my divine acquittal and discharge. I overcome all the works of the flesh in Jesus' mighty name. Through the power of the blood of Jesus, I decree that in 2023, I'm acquitted and discharged from the grips of the enemy. I am delivered from the hand of the devil. I declare I have the upper hand over spiritual assassins, wickedness, hijackers, and armed spiritual robbers. And I declare that I am blessed going out and coming in. I am blessed sitting down and standing up. In 2023, I will experience divine compensation for wasted years and recover every lost ground in the name of Jesus. I declare that my family and I will break through and break down invisible barriers and invisible walls that stand in our way in this year of overflow. We break free from all shackles and chains and declare that we shall not be confined or contained by the adversary. We command that the feet of our loved ones will refrain from all evil paths in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, thanking you for restoration. Thanking you, Father God, for restoring unto us, for helping us to hang in here long enough, to walk with you long enough, Father God, to get to a place in you, Father God, that is well-pleasing and acceptable, Father God, where you can now restore unto us. You've tried our ways. You've tried our hearts. We've been tested, Father God. Glory be to God. And whenever we fell down and fell, Father God, came back, Father God, a good man or woman falling down seven times, but they get on up again. You saw our resilience. You saw our attitude. You saw our faith, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God. Father God, there's a lot of things, Father God, that we have gone through, Father God. We were guilty as charged. Father God, we're not all that innocent. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The devil was right and his accusations towards us. But God, we say thank you for the blood. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you, Father God, for the power of fasting that has broken the yokes, Father God, and opened the prison doors and restored back to us, taking us back to Eden, Father God. Hallelujah, with the upper hand, we say thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for every day of sacrifice, every meal of sacrifice, every praise of sacrifice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, unto you, a true fast. And we say thank you. And we say thank you, Father, that you did not bring us out to take us back again, but you brought us out to take us into the promised land. Although the giants will be there, we will not be afraid for your brothers out to take us into the promised land. Father God, new levels, new devils. If you took down the old devils, hallelujah, and the devils in the old land, you're going to take down the devils in the new land. Father God, we say thank you. We hear the chains falling. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we rejoice, hallelujah, in victory and for the victory. Glory be to God. It was after the fast, hallelujah, that restoration was given. It was after the fast that Jesus launched his ministry. It was after the fast that the walls were built by Nehemiah. It was after the fast that Esther and Mordecai saved the nation. Victory came after the fast. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you for divine settlement. Oh, glory be to God, a settlement, Father God, hallelujah, check, hallelujah, in the form of finances, in the form of healing, in the form of marriages, in the form of breakthroughs, in the form of increase, in the form of birth, the newness of birth in every area, in any area that was lacking, Father God, divine settlement, glory be to God, hallelujah, even too heavy for us to cash. We're asking you to cash it in for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for divine settlement. Thank you for releasing our angels, Michael. We don't know who you sent. We don't know if you sent Michael. We don't know if you sent Gabriel. We don't know, Father God, you might have sent Jesus. We don't know who you sent. But we say thank you, Father God, for the angels that was released from heaven, atmosphere. Father God, where Satan had closed up the heaven above us, where Satan had interfered like he did with Daniel, glory be to God, and was slowing things down and was holding things up. But we want to say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the angels that have been released, Father God, to hallelujah, to break through that door. Hallelujah. The angel didn't even have to break through. All he had to do was open it. And Father God, now that the door is open, help us to walk in. Help us not to turn back, but help us to walk in. Help us not to look back, but help us to walk in and keep on going and keep on stepping. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Every spirit of retaliation, Father God, we cancel it. We bind it. We can declare it null and void. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we release the blessing right now, Father, upon your children. Everybody under the sound of my voice. Even those who are not on the line this morning, Father God, but they put it in. They put something of value in. And you know what that is. It might have only been 1, 2, 3, 4 days, but they put something of value in that caught your attention. And Father God, we release the blessing upon their lives, Father God, for the latter rain. The blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. We speak, we decree, and we declare for the manifestations of the blessing. We decree and we declare the manifestations of the restoration, the completion. Glory be to God. The overflow, the abundance. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It is so. It is so, Father God. And everybody will know that you did it. And everybody will know that this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our sights. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. This is our restoration season, divine settlement. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen now. Glory be to God. The last and final, you have to sow a restoration seed.
You got to sow a restoration seed. You got to sow something today. If it ain't but $5, if it's but whatever God put on your heart, you got to sow that seed for your restoration. Hallelujah. Believe God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The word has already come forth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now we sow into that word. You're not sowing into my life. You're not sowing into Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry per se, but you're sowing into the word that has just come forth. It's like when a husband enters into his wife and he sows that seed. Watch out, baby. Because a baby is a coming, and some of you are already pregnant. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you're listening today, amen, hallelujah, you can go to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, amen, and sow your generous seed today. God loves a cheerful giver. Glory be to God, hallelujah. If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. If you sow, amen, bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen? The Holy Spirit says, say it again, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. That includes that's our services for today. Amen. It's done. Amen. How we have entered into day 21. Hallelujah. Our fast is complete. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And restoration, hallelujah, is not on the way. It's already here. Just reach up and receive it. Amen. In Jesus' name, thank God for your divine settlement as you go forward today. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We can only, amen, broadcast one time a day on Block Talk Radio. We normally would meet at 12, but we're here at 6, so that means we will not be back today. Amen. We will not be back. Amen, hallelujah, on Block Talk Radio. This is our Sunday service on today. Amen, and to God be all the praise. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. We will be back tomorrow morning. Amen. At 6 a.m., same time, same place, same station, giving God praise, giving God glory, and giving God honor. Amen. I want to give the benediction. Amen. And I think there's a hand up. Sometimes I don't know if the person hit the one by mistake or if there's really, amen, someone in the background. So let me give the benediction. Amen. Father God, whew, thank you for the service. Thank you. We seal it. We seal it, Father, by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father. Most folks gonna be around the TV or somewhere trying to get to the ballpark in Philadelphia. We know Philadelphia is on the map this weekend, Father God, and we thank God for it. We're not angry because we're not all that spiritual. Glory be to God that some of us gonna be right down with them. Glory be to God. But Father God, whatever we do, Father, hallelujah, help our minds to be on you, and please help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, gas explosions, break-ins, the voodoo, witchcraft, sorcery, slip and fall accidents. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anything and everything. We are not afraid of the arrow by day and the terror by night. In Jesus' name. No tears, no pain, no sorrow. And we open up our hearts to receive restoration. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Let me see. Somebody has their hand up. Just give me one minute here. Amen. Somebody has their hand up. Amen. I don't know. Was that a mistake or is it something that needs to be said?
Oh, it was a mistake. I hit that earlier. Thank you. God bless you.
You're talking kind of low. That was a mistake?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bless the Lord. Yeah. All right. All right. God bless you, Deacon. Amen. God bless you. All right, saints. You got something to reach out? Look, let me tell you something. Look, we don't have church this morning. I'm getting dressed, and I'm going to have me another service somewhere. I'm going to do a little visiting today. Amen. Because I got to go with somebody shout. I don't want to shout by myself. I want to shout. Oh, this is one day I wish we had a building. I'm yearning the building now. Because I don't wait to the part. Don't wait, baby. You ain't got to wait. We already got it. I want to go dance with somebody else that's dancing. Somebody come on and dance with me. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. Love you. Amen.